We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. I once learned of a woman who said she was a pagan, but she lived more lives than one. Her gypsy blood ran through her veins, and her fourth marriage brought her to the plains and the windy hills under the San Francisco sun. She married first a town planner, then a Cape Cod carpenter, moved on to a Russian artist, ended up with an Irish communist, and then her daughter had her cremated. And the story could have ended there if it wasn't for the burglar who thought he came to get his share. But little did he discover there, except a box of ashes, and it wouldn't have turned into pilferage if he had only stopped and checked it. Then I guess he had some conscience left, 'cause right after he had committed theft, he opened up the box and checked and found nothing but a heap of ashes, and he could have flung it in the air, knowing there was no one there. And who was he to ever care? Yet he left a box right on the stairs of the San Francisco Catholic Church, St. Francis. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. Well, the sun went down and the years went by, and somewhere under that relentless sky, what do I know? Maybe the burglar went to sleep and died. Everybody seemed to forget all about it. Then the daughter went to church one day. It had been years since last she prayed, so she asked the priest if she could stay in a room behind the altarpiece, and there she found it. Now the sight might have come as quite a shock, the leftovers of a pagan mother on a wooden block. It's not what the church usually keeps in stock. She had traveled far now, she had traveled enough, we can all agree. So the daughter brought her home again, a happy ending in the end. And she tells the story whenever, when family or neighbors or friends stops by. It was actually one of them who told me. And I didn't tell you this to preach, we all hang on to our own beliefs. I'm just saying, no matter how far you reach, we all have to face up to the day of dying. And there's no telling what will be, what sounds you'll hear, sights you'll see. Just one thing is clear if you're asking me, even heaps of ashes can travel, you see. So it makes no sense not to keep on trying. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end. We will all be heaps of ashes in the end.